Ask Eddie by Andre Ngāpol. Next month, we'll be visiting the Kura on the other side of town, says Miss Marshall. The class is excited and the room fills with noise and chatter. Miss Marshall waits for quiet. Then she says that because we are visiting the Kura for the first time, there will be a porphyry. She asks us who has been part of a porphyry before. Nobody puts a hand up.
Not even you, Eddie, asks Sa'a.
No, I mumble.
But you're Māori, right?
He says. I nod. Manase is sitting next to me. It's okay, he whispers. I'm from Samoa, and I haven't even done the sa-sa.
The next day, Miss Marshall gets us to brainstorm what we know about a porphyry and what happens during one.
Ask Eddie, he'll know, says Joshua. Yeah, ask Eddie, I hear other kids say.
Everyone looks at me, and I can feel my face start to burn.
I think of my marae, and I can see lots of pictures and patterns in my head, but I don't know what to say.
The other kids start to call out their ideas. I keep my mouth shut.
The following week, we talk about what will happen when we are being welcomed onto the kura.
We'll have our kaumātua with us, says Miss Marshall. His name is Korotu.
When Korotu comes to visit us in the afternoon, Miss Marshall introduces him to the class.
Tēnā koutou, he says,
and smiles. He has a wise face, wrinkled like a brown leaf. He looks friendly. I can see his guitar beside him.
He asks lots of questions to find out what we know about porphyry.
Then the class has some questions ready to ask him. Sa'a is first.
Are there lots of rules at a porphyry?
He asks.
Well, there are many important customs or special ways of doing things, he says. I'll tell you about the main ones. As long as you keep your eyes and ears open and remember what I tell you, you'll be fine.
Miss Marshall asks Koro if he can sing us the waiata we will be using for the visit. Koro too picks up his guitar and strums quietly, then he starts to sing.
He's pretty good,
I hear Manase say to Sa'a.
Korotu starts another song. Everyone cheers when he finishes.
Now it's your turn, says Koro.
We'll have to practice these waiata every day so that we will be ready for the porphyry.
Everybody looks happy. But I'm not.
I can't sing.
After we've sung the waiata, Korotu puts his guitar away and starts talking to us again. He explains about laying down the koha during the speeches.
The koha is a gift, usually money and sometimes a taonga.
I will need two people to help with the koha, he says.
Me! Me!
Joshua shouts. Koro laughs. Next week, I'll pick two of you, he says. Then it is time for Korotu to leave. He shakes everyone's hand and says goodbye.
Over the week, we find out more about the kura. We learn about how the kura is set up. It has some things we don't have in our school, like a wharenui and a waharoa. Korotu also tells us about some of the artwork we will see and what it means.
We have a go at doing some of the designs ourselves, and Miss Marshall pins up our artwork all over the walls. I decide to paint a picture of the waharoa at the kura we are going to. I find a photo on the internet and paint it onto one of Mum's big canvases.
I fill the sky with colourful koru. I'm pleased with it, and Mum says the painting is special. I take it to school the next day, but when it's my turn to hold it up and talk about it, I freeze. I can't speak. I am so nervous. Miss Marshall says the painting is amazing, but I think she is just trying to make me feel better. That afternoon, Miss Marshall talks to Korotu by her desk. They're looking at me. Right, class, listening please, Miss Marshall finally calls. We all sit facing her and Korotu.
Tēnā koutou, says Korotu.
Good to see you all today. I try to smile, but my face is frozen again. I've talked to Miss Marshall, and we have decided who will place the koha during the whai kōrero. He holds his tokotoko in both hands. It was a difficult choice, but two people stood out for this important task. We have chosen Sa'a and... I'm sweating. I can't look. Manase, he says. I let out a deep sigh and open my eyes. The boys hongi Korotu, and the class clapped loudly for them. I'm so glad I wasn't picked. Now, Eddie, says Korotu. Me, I think. Eddie, Miss Marshall showed me your painting. Oh no, I think to myself. That painting, he says. Well, I don't know what to say. He takes it from the wall. This is the most stunning painting of the Waharoa that I have ever seen. I can't keep the smile off my face. Eddie, you have captured something very important. This is the first thing people see when they go to the kura. The details on your painting are fantastic. Ka mau te wehi. My heart is pounding. I have a lump in my throat, but I know that this is the moment to gather up my courage to speak. Koro, I say. Yes, Eddie, he replies. Do you think the kura might like my painting? As a koha? Koro too has a bright smile on his face now. Aye, Eddie. Yes, I do. And I think this painting is something that you and your school can be very proud of. Korotu is speaking now. I'm sitting with Sa'a and Manase on the paipai. The painting is at my feet. Soon it will be the moment to stand up to give the koha. The sun is warm. Korotu gestures that it's time to place the koha. Then Korotu finishes his whai kōrero and everyone stands up for the waiata. And I join in, even though I can't sing.